our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. And I want to talk about the economy, because the economy continues to be the major story. I mean, people are going to vote with their wallet. They're going to make their decisions with their wallet. If you've got enough money in your pocket to be comfortable and pay your bills, generally you're not going to pay attention to what's going on around you. And I don't mean that critically. I mean, that's just human nature. But when you starve an entire nation to make the bankers rich, which is what they did in Egypt and they're doing here, people start paying a lot more attention to what the government is up to. Now, over the weekend, I stumbled across this at a local flea market. We're all used to seeing what are called investment bars of precious metals, silver bars and gold bars and the rest of it. And I stumbled across this, and I just, if you're watching on Justin TV, it's a bullion bar. It's copper. It's not silver. It's not gold. It's copper. It's stamped on the back, 1 troy ounce, 0.999 fine copper. It's just like the other bars that you would see in more precious metals. And it struck me as kind of odd. Because don't get me wrong, copper is a very important metal. It's certainly historically important. But when I was a kid, copper was considered junk metal. You got hardware out of it. Your water pipes were made out of copper. Cooking bowls are made out of copper. Copper, you know, tracings on circuit cards. It's utility. It's not jewelry. It's not investment metal. And yet, all of a sudden, in our current economy, yeah, they're starting to treat it like that. Now, this little slug here is only $2 in volume, according to the website of the company that puts it out, but it seems almost pretentious to start treating copper, you know, in this kind of a fashion. But it just struck me as kind of an indicator of where we're going. You know, gold and silver may become so expensive, ordinary people can't buy and sell it, so now they're going to start bullionizing copper so that you can buy and sell that. And it's another bubble. Let's create another bubble, because that's how we're going to get rich. Now, speaking of bubbles, Ron Paul is, as you know, in my opinion, a modern hybrid, if you will, of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Because like those two former statesmen, and maybe Ron Paul was created in a genetics lab where they took some of Lincoln's DNA and Kennedy's DNA and they stirred it together, and there's Ron Paul, and, you know, and he's a doctor and a congressman, and he's out there and he's talking to the Federal Reserve and saying, you're doing bad things for the country, which was the hallmark of the Lincoln and Kennedy administrations as well. So basically, Ron Paul is asking the question that all of us need to be asking. Why, after trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in free money poured all over Wall Street, why is unemployment still sky high? Now, of course, we know the answer to that, because we heard this whole thing about let's pour the money in at the top and everything will work out. It was called trickle-down economics. And that was basically the last great transfer of wealth from the middle class to the upper class during the 12 years of Reagan-Bush 1. And the rich got all of our money, and we got trickled on. And I'm tired of being trickled on by this government and by Wall Street. So Ron Paul's asking a very good question, but it's a question whose answer is known. When you take money from the working and middle-class people and you give it to the ultra-rich, they keep it. They don't generate jobs with it. They buy $130,000 wristwatches to put on their wrist to say, see, I have the entire annual salary of a middle-class executive on my wrist. Am I not Butch? But it is important for Ron Paul to be asking these questions, and for you to be asking these questions, because the income inequality in the United States is actually far worse than it is for Egypt. We should be paying attention to that. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made, right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, talking about the economy. We have mentioned in weeks past that the unemployment among our veterans is very high. And according to the latest labor report, it is at a new record high, 15%. Of the Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans were unemployed in January. They go off, they do their service, they come back, they cannot find a job. We know that military families are being unfairly exploited by the banks. J.P. Morgan outright admitted, yeah, they were overcharging mortgages on military families. They fraudulently foreclosed on a lot of those homes. And I mention this because when Egypt-style protests come to the United States of America, and remember, Obama has said the American intelligence agencies missed the signs in Egypt, which means they're missing the signs here. So when those protests come to the United States of America, the United States government cannot automatically assume that the U.S. Army is going to side with the government, just as happened in Egypt, where the Army still, for the most part, appears to support the protest movement. When you abuse the people who wear the uniform and carry the guns and enforce your policies overseas, you cannot count on them enforcing your policies in the streets of America against their family and friends. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen at all. So the U.S. financial position is pretty much hopeless. The U.S. government is trying to solve their financial shortfall by again raising the credit limit. They're back to screaming about martial law on the streets. If we don't let them borrow more money and plunge us deeper into debt, there'll be tanks in the streets. Well, it's going to happen anyway. Congress would rather it happen in somebody else's administration. At this point, sooner is probably better than later. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because the money addicts will not change course. They can't. They're as much in the throes of their addiction to your money as the worst heroin addict or crackhead, or crack whore for that matter, that you will see on the streets of every American city, ready to sell their bodies for the next fix. It's addiction. Doesn't matter how decorated it is, how dressed up it is, how much bling it wears to try and make it look like it's socially acceptable. It isn't. It's addictive behavior. Doesn't matter if it's drugs or money or even war. People get addicted to war. People get addicted to power. But it's still addictive behavior. It is socially destructive. We need to understand that reality and deal with it. One of the reasons to avoid large governments is to not have that huge fix that will lure the money and power addicts along. As long as nations stay very small and governments are very regional, you know, the rush from being in charge of it all, it just isn't all that much. You're going to get real civic-minded people who want to be the mayor of a community. You know, you don't have governorships and imperial presidential offices that are such huge prizes, huge rushes, that the power and money addicts just can't help themselves. Power always attracts the very people who should not have it. We need to understand that as a reality. And the money addicts, they're after more. They can't stop. They cannot stop themselves. Stop me before I loot again, so forth and so on. Oh, let's see. In the year 2010, 20,000 service members, veterans, lost their homes. 20,000. Now, imagine, 20,000 trained U.S. soldiers all at once deciding they're going to get very angry with the federal government that allowed the banks to take their homes. Who could stop them? Just something for those White House boys who listen to this radio show and read my website to think about. That'll keep you up at night, won't it? All right, I want to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. I know I'm not an entertainment website, and I don't spend a lot of time doing tabloid-type stuff, but over the weekend, my wife and I got to see this movie, The King's Speech. It's not gotten a huge amount of play, but it got all kinds of Golden Globes. It's up for 20 Academy Award nominations, and it deserves it. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It is about the history of King George VI, who succeeded the British throne when his older brother Edward abdicated in order to go off and marry Wallace. I'm blanking on her name. And a little side story. But this is the story about the fact King George III had a very bad stammer. He had daddy issues. And even before it was obvious he was going to be king, he was trying to find some way to deal with it, and he went to see this speech therapist by the name of Lionel... let me see if I've got the name here. I should have been paying... here we go. Lionel Logue. And it's a historic story about how this Lionel Logue was engaged in some really experimental treatments to cure stammering. And it was sort of funny because I'm sitting there in the theater saying, you know, you should block off the guy's ears because we know that will work. And sure enough, they do that in the movie. But it is a very well-done movie. And the character of Lionel Logue is played by Geoffrey Rush, who's this fine Australian actor, who's also a producer. Most people know him as Barbossa from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but he's one of those faces where once you realize who it is and you realize, I've seen him everywhere, because he was Walsingham in the Elizabeth movies, and he just did a fabulous, fabulous job in this thing. So if you get a chance, go see it. I think the movie was put out there because the British royal family has come under a lot of fire lately, where more and more British subjects are saying, why do we need them if we have a prime minister and a parliament and a representational government? Why do we still have a royal family, which is a tremendous drain on the public coffers? And so this film is an attempt to show that the royals are just people too, and they have their own problems. We should all feel sorry for them, which I don't think that part's going to work. But it is a very, very good film. It's a little more human than BBC's current miniseries, The Tudors, which is a very sexed up sort of kind of historical nod to the reign of Henry VIII. But this film, The King's Speech, is really a very, very well-made movie. And if you get a chance, you should see it. And no, I'm not financially tied in with them and the rest of it. But it's a good movie, and when I see a good movie, I want to tell you about it. Now, what is really interesting, though, is after you see the movie, if you go out on YouTube or even the BBC archives, you can find The King's Speech. The whole storyline is about when war came to Great Britain and King George VI finally had no choice but to talk to the people of Britain over the radio, and dealing with the fact that he needed to do it without stammering because of the importance of instilling confidence in the public as they headed into World War II. And between George VI and Lionel, they pulled it off. And after you see the movie, it's very interesting to go back and listen to the actual archived speech that went out that day. And it's a very interesting look into a moment in history. Very well done. Excellent art direction. It's just an amazing film all around. We really did like it. Now, moving on over to the Mideast, which seems to dominate all of our consciousness these days, Israel is once again engaged in land grabbing. The Jerusalem Council is getting ready to approve yet more Jewish housing in Arab neighborhoods. Now, this would be like Tijuana deciding that they're going to send bulldozers over and knock down a couple of neighborhoods in San Diego to build housing for Mexican immigrants. And that's literally what they're talking about here. The Jerusalem Municipal Committee for Planning and Building is approving the construction of two buildings in an Arab neighborhood that will include 13 apartments for Jewish residents of East Jerusalem. Now, East Jerusalem is not part of Israel. It is part of Palestine. It is supposed to be the center of the new of the government of the new Palestinian state that has been decided by the United Nations. It has been the subject of numerous Security Council resolutions, and Israel just says, no, we're not listening to the United Nations. We're above the law. We want it all. It's ours. We're going to take it. And the United States keeps protecting Israel at the United Nations and going along with this. You are paying through your taxes for people's homes to be taken away from them for no other reason than Israel wants them. Israel's running around screaming about this invisible man who lives in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear, said that I have given you all this land from the Nile to the Euphrates. It's yours for the taking, and go ahead and just kill anybody who sits on the land because they're not supposed to be there anyway. Mahi dictum est. We could get rid of all of this unhappiness and war in the Mideast if Israel would act like a modern nation instead of a pirate kingdom. Draw their borders, live within them, engage in commerce. That's all you need. That's all you need. And apparently, no matter how much Israel grabs or steals or is given, it's never, ever enough. Now, meanwhile, coming out of the aftermath of the snafu of the Dubai assassination, we're beginning to see around the world, the media is beginning more and more to be willing to discuss Israel's mistakes, its lapses, and those of the Mossad. The Mossad used to have this reputation of amazing invincibility, especially coming out of the raid on Entebbe, which we then found out later on was completely stage-managed and created by Shin Bet. So how can you not look bad when the people actually behind everything are on your side? But now the Mossad is coming under some well-deserved criticism. All these efforts of running around the world, stealing passports, and behaving like ordinary thugs wrapped in a flag. And it's beginning to come back to haunt them because... Okay. I think it means it's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
America, welcome back to the show here, and phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think we talked about this a week ago. Israel's minions, if you will, are hard at work attempting to control the discussion of the world with regard to anything Israel is doing. I was just looking at some of the members submitted news at whatreallyhappened.com. One of the pieces of music that we use here for Bump is, We Will Not Go Down for in Gaza by Michael Hart, who's been very kind enough to give us permission to use that music as our bumps. Apparently, Israelis are going all over YouTube and anywhere else where the song is being presented and reporting it as inappropriate or offensive. Anything they can do to try and get it shut down, or at least put it behind restrictive barriers so you have to do extra clicks to get at it, to prevent it from being deep-linked and showcased anywhere at all. And it's just one of the many, many tactics they're trying to use to basically subvert the Internet to Israel's purposes. And it doesn't matter whether there's anything offensive or not. They think it's a perfectly valid target to go out and anything that is supportive of the Palestinians to simply do anything in their power to try and keep people from seeing it. Now, one of the more ridiculous things that has happened this last week, we mentioned this before, Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, wrote a book called Peace, Not Apartheid, that is very, very critical of Israel's apartheid policies in Palestine. And there's no question that they are apartheid policies. There are Jews-only roads. There are different color-coded license plates so that the security checkpoints know that, oh, this is a Jewish Israeli. I don't need to stop them. Oh, this is a Muslim. I must stop and search the car and keep their pregnant wife from getting to the hospital. It is an apartheid society. And all the whining and crying is not going to change that. We recognize that's what it is. So apparently, a lawsuit has been filed in New York by an Israeli firm charging that former President Jimmy Carter's book, Peace Not Apartheid, is damaging to Israel's image. And they're saying it's anti-Israel propaganda. And they're seeking $5 million in damages, for the book, which is down below $10 at Amazon right now. And they probably are not going to succeed in actually winning the lawsuit. But what they can do, and this seems increasingly to be one of the tactics they love to do, is to drag the people they don't like into court and keep them there as long as possible until they're bankrupted on legal fees. Now, I don't know what Jimmy Carter's financial situation is. I imagine it's pretty good. Very rarely do you hear about a president who's in serious financial hardship, and Carter had money even before he was president. But please be sensitive to the possibility that this lawsuit may prove to be very expensive for the president for the express purpose of silencing him. Remember, there's a lot of money that is on Israel's side in any argument simply because the U.S. Congress keeps handing it to them. Even Mel Gibson has come out and publicly apologized for offending Israel in order to get his movie production career back on track. And so in the off chance that Jimmy Carter, who is a Nobel Peace Prize winner before they destroyed it by giving it to Al Gore and Barack Obama, please be sensitive. If they put together a legal assistance fund for former President Jimmy Carter, you might want to consider helping him out, because this is not a battle for Jimmy Carter. It is a battle for the principles of the First Amendment, which Israel hates. For all their talk about being the only democracy in the Middle East, and they're not, Israel hates America's founding principles. They are dead set on forcing the U.S. government to drop the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights into a shredder on the way to the invasion of Cairo to put down the democracy movement. So they're attacking on all fronts as hard as they can. They're trying to cause as much trouble as they can. I read it as a sign of panic. Israel's well-crafted public relations image of permanent victimhood and long-suffering deserver of our sympathy, support, and our money is shattering before their very eyes, and they don't know how to fix it. So they're just going on the attack. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Robbie in Missouri. Aloha, Robbie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Your caller from Illinois, a woman, just recently, yes. a few minutes ago, she gave a remarkable piece of intelligence there about the European weather channel or entity that she talked about. Somebody was buying that?
Yeah, the Well, it's not just the European weather entity. The Rothschilds, one of their subsidiaries, is buying a controlling interest in the world's largest provider of digital weather graphics and information for web, smartphone, and television. We did report it, what really happened last week, and it is alarming because it basically puts this one family in a position to bias and distort weather reporting information as we head into another year where the global warming carbon Nazis are going to come back and try and sell you their carbon tax and global government one more time. We're going to take a break. Hang on to the phone, Robbie. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Robbie in Missouri about weather and climate. And basically, it's almost a kind of a cultural joke that weather reporting is not very good. I was pointing out that every time we have a major storm out here near Hawaii, we'll watch the little weather graphics, and it'll have the five-day track forecast. And if you look at it day after day after day, you realize it's sort of switching around there like a tail on a gecko. And really, the only one that's reliable is 24 hours out, and the rest are just dancing all over the place. They just do it to make it look like they can predict 5 days in advance, and they really can't here. But now we're seeing this idea where the providers of this information on the internet are being bought up by the Rothschilds, who are very much invested in this whole carbon trading, global carbon tax, and global government scam. And the biggest problem that they have been dealing with over the last 3 years are these killer winters, winter after winter after winter, with major storms, snow, and ice. And if they're able to basically start concealing that from different areas, remember when this whole 2010 was the warmest year on record story came out, and everybody said, are you crazy? It was cold last year. They immediately backpedaled and said, oh yes, it was cold where you were, but everywhere else was really, really warm. And that seems to be the tactic going into the next year, that your local weather reporting entity will say where you are, they'll be reasonably accurate, so you'll believe them, and then they'll say around the rest of the world, man, it's just broiling, it's on fire, and it's global warming. And if this story that Ruth was saying is true, where the European media is reporting on the severity of these storms that are hitting the Northeast United States, and the American media is downplaying them, then we're seeing this policy being implemented. So they're literally, they can't control the weather, but they can control the weather news. Anything else, Robbie?
I was going to mention there's a channel station, TWC, the Weather Channel.
Yes.
And it recently changed hands not too far back. And I remember them talking about these mysterious owners was paying a fortune for it. But now I see very clearly that when you think of media control, you think of Fox News and CNN and how they can filter it to you. But weather intel is quite a bit more powerful. Now, I would like to just say that I believe we are under weather warfare attack at this moment. This is not natural, exactly what's happened. Some of it.
Well, yeah, it is, because it's unpredictable. I mean, if there was a possibility that anybody could really control the weather, they would have made it get warmer to justify the carbon tax situation. So when you look at the scale of the planetary weather systems and the amount of energies involved, there have been attempts to control the weather, but it really has not panned out. I remember reading several reports on it when I was with NASA. They were all complete abject failures and a complete waste of taxpayer funds. So thank you very much for your other input, and we're going to let you go here, and thank you very much for the phone call. All righty. Now, getting back to the situation about these growing efforts to try and control what you think, what you see, what you read, what you hear, whether it's weather or anything else, up in Holland, Jewish groups are lobbying the government to declare anybody questioning the Orthodox history of World War II, meaning the Holocaust, to be declared insane. How very Soviet Union of them to do that. And the idea is to say, oh, if you're questioning what we've told you to believe, you must be crazy. Therefore, we don't have to debate you. We don't have to let you debate us. We don't actually have to get into the issue of who can prove what. You are, by default, crazy. We're going to put you in the loony bin, and then we don't have to look at you anymore, which is exactly what the Soviet Union used to do to people who had information that the state found threatening. Now, amazingly enough, the newest version of the Catholic Bible is going to be published without the word Holocaust. The word Holocaust does exist in a lot of other literature not connected to World War II. But Israel's agents, like the ADL, have taken the position that Holocaust should be uniquely identified to the Jewish history of World War II. Regardless of whether you agree with it or not, you know, that's the label. It's trademarked. It belongs to them. And as a result, the newest rewrite of the Catholic Bible, they're going to put something else in there where the word Holocaust appears. If it doesn't talk about Nazis and Hitler and World War II, which it doesn't, then the word is gone. I mean, that is the degree of control. It's almost maniacal, monomaniacal attempt to control the use of wording and language. Alrighty, let's see. Here's another one. Oh, this one was so much fun. This is actually from a little ways back, but we're going to get into it. Guy by the name of Dan Snyder, okay, has sued the Washington City Paper for anti-Semitism, okay, and argued that the November cover story on him featured an anti-Semitic depiction of Mr. Snyder with horns on his head, bushy eyebrows, and surrounded by dollar signs. Now, I'm not sure about the significance of the bushy eyebrows, but horns on the head is not a sign of Semitism. It's Satan. But when you get people who want to sue and say, oh, you're being anti-Semitic, they'll grab at anything. Horns are traditionally the sign of the devil, not Jews. Okay? And this led me to come up with this little piece of wisdom, which I've got in the quotes file now. An ignorant man with lawyers is a danger to all society. I hope this guy craters. I hope the newspaper countersues against him, not because of his religion, but because of his ethics and his behavior. And that is really something we all need to keep in our mind, because right now, especially with the situation unfolding in Egypt and Gaza and Israel, Israel's minions are running around saying, yo, you're an anti-Semite this, you're an anti-Semite that. In fact, I just saw the word go by in one of the chat rooms here. And I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-jerk. I'm anti-criminal. I'm anti-corruption. And I'm anti-a couple of things I can't say on the radio. None of which have anything to do with the race of the people of Israel or their religion. It's completely irrelevant. You cannot like people because of how they behave. And that really is what's going on here. The criticism of the world falls on Israel, not because of their racial background, because hardly anybody remembers the Khazars anyway. The criticism of the world falls on Israel not because of their religion. The criticism of the world does fall on Israel because of how they behave and continue to behave. That is the issue. And you cannot excuse Israel's actions with screams of anti-Semite any more than you can excuse the crimes of the Nazis by screaming anti-German. It just does not work, and yet Israel resorts to that time and time again because it's worked so often in the past. But it's not going to work anymore because we understand it's just a trick to silence debate. We have officials of Israel's government admitting on videotape, it's at YouTube, I'll hunt it down and put it up after the show today, that they scream anti-Semite to simply shut people up so they don't have to answer the very difficult questions that are being asked, like why they felt it was necessary to shoot a 19-year-old American in the head while he was lying helpless on the deck of an aid ship. Now, the United Nations, which is still valiantly trying to act like they have some influence over this, has rebuked Israel's destruction of Palestinian water cisterns. Remember, large parts of those areas are pretty much desert. Water cisterns, basically, they're storage tanks where water, when it does rain, they save up the rainwater and they dip from the cistern in order to have water during times when it's not raining. Israel has been going in and systematically destroying all of the Palestinian rainwater collection devices throughout the West Bank. This is a war crime when you destroy the basic necessities of life for a targeted population. It is a war crime, and Israel continues to do it, and the United Nations says you ought not to do it. And it's just another attempt by Israel to drive the Palestinians out. They'll go in and destroy all of the water systems that the Palestinians have built. And then they hope the Palestinians will leave, and then Israel will move in, and then they'll get the Americans to pay for brand new water systems. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Roger in Arkansas. Aloha, Roger. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, going back to the word Holocaust, okay, the word Holocaust means burnt sacrifice.
Yes.
And that's where it was used in the Catholic Bible. Now, you think about it, you know, it's easy to understand what the word burnt means, but the word sacrifice, if I take something from you and burn it, I haven't sacrificed anything, have I?
Well, the reason they were using that word is the Talmud has a passage in there that the Jews will regain the land of Israel after 6 million have perished. And that, so the idea is that 6 million Jews had to be sacrificed in order for Israel to regain their lands. And what's very interesting, historians are continuing to show us how even during World War I, that totemic 6 million number was being waved around all the time. You know, 6 million Jews have been displaced and lost their home, please help, so forth and so on. So when the slave labor camps were transformed into extermination centers in order to justify the creation of Israel, they settled on the number of 6 million, not because there's any actual records that document that, but because that is their religious justification for going in and kicking the Palestinians out of that land and taking it over. And that's why they say it is a sacrifice. That's why those people who died of typhus in the slave labor camps are considered the sacrifice that was necessary for Israel to regain its lands.
Yeah, but who was in control of the sacrifice, Hitler or the Jews?
Well, if you consider that the typhus outbreaks were caused by the failure of the infrastructure at the end of the war, kind of everybody dropping bombs on Germany was behind it. I mean, people die in wars, and you know we're so skewed into this idea of 6 million Jews who perished during World War II. Even if you concede that number, it's still only 10% of the total that died in World War II, and far more Russians died in the war than Jews. And, you know, you have to go back and say, okay, yeah, a lot of people suffered. And Poland is still trying to basically say that, you know, hey, our people were in those slave labor camps as well. Isn't anybody going to pay attention to us? And Israel's screaming, no, it's an exclusive trademark, you know, piece of propaganda. Nobody else is allowed to be in, you know, and it's really funny. I mean, yes, there were Jewish people inside the Nazi slave labor camps. They were not the majority population. And, you know, everybody, a lot of people were in there. Gypsies, gays were in there. Mentally retarded people were thrown in there. Anybody who didn't fit the model of a healthy human being was thrown in there. And Hitler got his ideas for this all from the 1930s eugenics movement in the United States, where the U.S. government was sterilizing criminals so that they wouldn't have criminal children. And just completely out of control, this whole, you know, we're going to breed a superior American citizen. And that's where Hitler got all of his race hygiene stuff, was from the American eugenics movement.
Well, yeah, that's some things that I didn't know, but I just, you know, when I look at it, I mean, you know, we hear so much about Hitler, you know, he did some good things and, you know, some of the stuff.
And he did some bad things, too. We're not here to polish his brass.
No.
Like that.
But,
You know, ultimately he destroyed his own country, and I consider that definitely a failure of leadership when you destroy your own country or allow it to be destroyed.
I think we have a lot of that going on, don't we?
We really do, and for the exact same reasons, greed of the private bankers. I mean, Hitler was thought to be doing a really, really good job at bringing Germany out of the post-World War I depression, until all of a sudden he said, we're not going to be slaves to the private central banks anymore. And then all of a sudden, 1933, you have headlines around the world, Judea declares war on Nazi Germany. And they tried to create a global boycott against German products to destroy Germany's economy and throw them back into debt to the private central banks. And Hitler wasn't going to go along with that. And the anger from that is what really fueled the German rage against the banking class that Hitler used to basically justify gain support to go on his wars of conquest.
Yeah, which they don't teach you in history.
No. The history we get in the state-sponsored schools is the history the state wants you to be thinking really happened.
One thing, and I'll let you go. Your term, money addict, you know, really, you know, I always had this idea, you know, why in the hell are they doing this? And money addict, you know, defines it quite well.
Yeah, and I get a lot of emails on that one, and it's a good term because it does not have a racial or religious connotation. It describes a behavior, and it is behavior that is deserving of our criticism and our disdain. And, you know, I've seen all kinds of money addicts of all different sizes, shapes, and colors, and just like any other addict, you know, drug, power, whatever. Addictive behavior is destructive not only of the individual but of the society around them, and certainly in the way our economic system is put together, money addicts can destroy a lot of lives around them for just that least little thrill.
Which we are seeing.
Yes, very much so.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, and the doom of our nation is the money addicts are out of control. They're in control of our lives, but not their own, and that is absolutely the danger sign. All righty, let's see. Interesting little story going back to the Super Bowl. I meant to cover this earlier in the program, but as you know, Department of Homeland Security, when they're not seizing internet domains, they're trying to basically bring the blessings of TSA-like crotch groping to all aspects of American life. Train stations, bus stations, and apparently they were at the Super Bowl game. And they had a long list of things you're not allowed to take in to the Super Bowl, including coolers and backpacks. And, I have not been to a football game since I got tackled as a high school photographer. But I understand that people who go to these games, they like to take along their little personal indulgences with them. And I think if the TSA keeps this up, I mean, to judge by what they've done to tourism in this country, if they start doing that at the major sporting events, then professional sports are going to crash and be about as meaningful as the Miss America pageant. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Boy, these 2 hours just whizzed on by here real quickly. I want to leave off the show today with an observation. We are seeing the media and the government not even hesitate to lie to serve whatever agenda there is. As you know, every time Ben Bernanke cranks up that printing press to shower another $1 trillion all over Wall Street, he's taking real purchasing power from your pocket. It's like Lord Voldemort waves his wand and the money that is in your pocket loses value. the money you've already earned, already worked for, the money you've saved, loses value. We're seeing that when you go to the gas station, when you go to the grocery store. I had a trip to the grocery store this morning, and oh, wow, you know, a little tiny bag. This cost $100? It's just insane. And the media is trying to find excuses without goring anybody's ox, in this case, quite literally. And what's happening here is, as we mentioned earlier in the show, because of the hard winter, bumper crops are failing. That is creating food shortages, which is in turn driving prices up. And the media does not want to admit, any more than they absolutely have to, that the hard winter is being an inconvenience. And so it was rather amusing that I saw a story earlier today. We linked it to whatreallyhappened.com in order to comment on it, where they're trying to say, oh yeah, this is all due to the bee problem, the honeybees going away. And now the honeybees are in decline, apparently because genetically modified crops are causing problems among insects. This is already documented. There was an article in Nature magazine, peer-reviewed article, how butterfly larvae that were being fed from genetically modified plant pollens were damaged and unable to thrive and to reproduce. But because genetically modified crops is such big business, the media is still trying to insist that, oh, the bee problem is because of mites or it's pesticides or it's whatever. It's a constant state of distraction and shifting the blame onto other people. And it's because of this that our philosophy here at whatreallyhappened.com is you need to be your own best analyst. You need to keep yourself fully informed so you can make good choices. And that means you need to basically be in a constant state of acquiring new knowledge that allows you to evaluate what you see happening before you. We were talking before about how American college education has stopped teaching people how to think, how to evaluate, how to analyze, and focuses entirely on rote memorization. So we have all of these kids walking around this country with $100,000, $200,000 worth of college debt from their school loans, who are able to recite from memory all kinds of wonderfully interesting things, very little of which have relevance in a modern technological global marketplace. That's another reason why our nation is very much in decline. Our kids have gone through school, but they're unable to evaluate and think and solve problems the way their foreign counterparts can, who live in countries where the government is not afraid of having a thinking population. So be your own best analyst. Think for yourself. Decide for yourself what's true and what isn't. Don't trust a network. Don't trust a source. Don't trust an individual. Not even me. I do make mistakes. I try and keep them down, but I can make mistakes. And so every once in a while, ultimately, you're your own best guard against being lied to. Practice that skill every day. On that note, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay safe, stay well, be very careful on these icy, icy, icy roads, and aloha, America.